Death in Brunswick. Written by Boyd Oxlade and read by Humphrey Bauer. Carl was in Sydney when his mother had her first heart attack. He felt uncomfortable in that beautiful city and envied and despised the people he knew there. But after his holiday, he felt guilty enough to offer to look after her for a couple of weeks. Mrs. Fitzgerald lived with her daughter and son-in-law in a large pink South Yarra townhouse. Carl went to his sister's one Wednesday and, rather truculent with embarrassment, repeated his offer. His sister was surprised. No, I want to, he cried, disliking her pastel house and her loose, expensive cotton clothes. Carl, you know you'll fight with her. No, I won't, I swear, he said, hopping in his eagerness to leave. Get her ready. I'll pick her up at 4. He paused. She does want to come, doesn't she? Yes, of course she does. She's so pleased. Now don't let me down, Carl. She's not well, you know. She's only been out of hospital 2 weeks. And what about your house? Jesus, look, I'll be here at 4, all right? Christ, it's only for 2 weeks. Carl, who usually slept late, struggled awake at 7 o'clock. A high wind tossed the wattles in his untidy street, and he could hear cans rolling in the gutters. It was warm and close. He got up to find his mother making the first of innumerable cups of strong tea and smoking her first Rothmans Plain. Jesus, mother, don't smoke. He stepped down into the small dark kitchen. His mother glimmered blonde and puffy in the half-light. She slipped the cigarette into the sink and said gaily, Ah, sure, one won't hurt me. Mrs. Fitzgerald thought of herself as a fey, charming Irish gentlewoman. Carl felt a familiar mixture of disgust and pity. Well, have you taken your pills? Yes, dear, don't fuss. And she tottered back to bed, carrying the tea. Carl noticed with irritation that she was wearing feathered mules, her hanging buttocks moving coquettishly through her nightie. Christ, 13 more days. Carl, too tired to piss standing, sat slumped in his outdoor dunny. The door was open. Grimy white brick framed grey-green inner suburban bush. Sometimes his yearning for comfort became insupportable. Sighing, he stood, pulling up his pyjama pants, thinking of picture windows, rose gardens and indoor lavatories. And so to shave. Christ, I look tired, like an ageing blonde rabbit. He marked his receding hairline like a man probing a decaying tooth, and with the aid of a second mirror, he examined the progress of the bald patch at his crown. Was it any worse? Maybe.